Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des with the big sporting stories continuing.
Yeah, they are, because after the athletic success this week, we've the leader of the US Open Golf, which is massive as well, Rory McIlroy, had a brilliant opening round of 65 at Pinehurst, and he shares the lead with Patrick Cantlay on 5 under par. Reporting is Gary Moran.
McIlroy played in what turned out to be only marginally harder scoring conditions in the afternoon as the temperature rose above 30 degrees and the notoriously difficult greens became even firmer. Good job that the wind stayed down. There's surely nothing McIlroy can do to stop his playing partner Scottie Scheffler from being player of the season, such has been the American's form in the last few months, but he outdid him by 6 shots yesterday with excellent course management, and when he did miss the odd green, as will almost always happen here, his chipping was brilliant, including one that he holed for a birdie on the first of the par fives. His driving, his pace putting, just about everything was top notch. Cantlay has been highly ranked for years, though his major record, only 4 top tens and only 1 top 5, isn't so great. Ludvig Åberg in his first US Open is only a shot behind, with Bryson DeChambeau and Matthew Pavon 2 back. It's not the tightest of courses off the tee, and the big surprise was the wayward driving of Scheffler, who went straight to the practice range after his 1-over 71. That's tied 34th and the same score as Seamus Power. Both Shane Lowry and Tom McKibben on 4-over will need better today to make the cut. McIlroy will be among the early starters in round 2, teeing off at 12:30 Irish time.
Thanks, Gary. In the Meyer LPGA Classic, Stephanie Meadow is 1-under par. Leona Maguire is level. The leader is Alison Lee on 7-under. Now, it was a pretty dramatic night in the Premier Division last night as Shamrock Rovers lost more ground on the leaders. They were beaten 2-1 at St Pat's. Brandon Kavanagh scored a dramatic 96th-minute winner. The leaders Shelburne had an excellent 1-0 win at Waterford, with Will Jarvis getting the goal. Second place Derry City also grabbed an injury-time winner. Danny Mullen gave them a 2-1 win at Bohemians. So Shelburne go into the mid-season break leading the table on 43 points, Derry on 41, Shamrock Rovers and Waterford are back on 31. Galway United had an impressive 3-0 victory over Drogheda, and Dundalk moved 3 points clear of the bottom with a 1-0 home win over Sligo. The First Division leaders Cork City beat Cove 4-1 and they're 11 points clear of UCD, who drew 1-1 at Finn Harps. Well, tonight the big tournament kicks off. Euro 2024 gets underway with the host Germany taking on Scotland, and all of the games are on RTE. It's also a hugely busy weekend in Gaelic games, and here now with his hurling nation is Donal Cusick.
Good morning, Des. We're still digesting 3 finals from last week, while this weekend throws up 2 games which should be foregone conclusions. After the McDonagh Cup final, Laois have to lick their wounds and Offaly have to put away their party balloons. Hurling Nation has 2 distinct hopes, one for each team. Offaly have a group of young and very skillful players who still need a bit of meat on them. We hope promotion to the Leinster Championship hasn't come a year too early. One of the flaws in this current system is seeing a team like Carlow making progress but only getting 1 season at the higher grade and then having to regroup back into Joe McDonagh dogfight. As for Laois, the amount of wides they ran up last weekend will haunt them, but they look like a team that are still growing into their potential. Hopefully this weekend they will recall the afternoon in Portlaoise in 2019 when they became the first and only McDonagh Cup finalist to win at this stage of the competition. Last Saturday in the expansive arena of Croke Park, Kilkenny roamed the field with the untamed grace of panthers prowling their territory. In stark contrast, Dublin seemed tethered and constrained, moving with the cautious steps of cubs exploring unfamiliar terrain. On Sunday in the Munster final, when the GA finally put a few bob in the electricity meter, Clare and Limerick added another chapter to their strange relationship. The Banner must wonder how much of it is psychological. They study each defeat to make sure it won't happen again. Sometimes Limerick just show up with a new way to beat Clare, and other times the treaty men just use the same type of sucker punch. So, we move on to this weekend's short menu of hurling in the Midlands. Offaly stretch a memorable summer at least 70 minutes further when Cork come to Tullamore. It's no insult to Offaly to say that Cork are further down the tracks developmentally. When it comes to experience and the sharpness of a Munster campaign, Cork have the stronger hand. Both teams carry momentum, but Offaly have little, if anything, left to prove this year, and a level reality check could be on the order. Cork to push on to the next round, where a shell-shocked Dublin line wait. In Portlaoise, meanwhile, you'd expect the margins to be tighter. The last time Laois beat Wexford in the Leinster Championship was in 1985 when they knocked Wexford out in the provincial semi-final. They then lost to Offaly in an all-Midlands Leinster final. Who would have thought that on that occasion, all these years later, both would be meeting for the chance to play in Leinster again? Wexford will travel to Portlaoise this weekend and odds are they'll surely win. In 2019, Laois could picture themselves beating Dublin and Portlaoise, but in 2024, on the same pitch at the same stage, it's hard to see even their most optimistic supporters imagining beating the Yellowbillies. Enjoy the games, Des. Imoni Urtica Joe.
Cormac O'Donnell. Meanwhile, Irish Rugby Chief Executive Kevin Potts has ruled out the possibility of playing an Ireland international at Croke Park in the near future. Leinster and Munster will today name their teams for rugby's URC semi-finals. Leinster play the Bulls in Pretoria at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Munster take on Glasgow and Thomond Park at 6 o'clock. They're both part of our extended Saturday sport. Donal Lennon will look ahead to those games later in this programme. Ireland's cricketers are due to play the USA in the T20 World Cup today, but a flash flood emergency in Florida threatens the game. The Irish rowers are in World Cup action in Poznan and racing is at Ferry House and Cork.